It's now time to go to the expert hotline here on the podcast, and a very special guest joining us here for this segment, and a gentleman who has been a fixture in Ivy League athletics. He is the athletic director at Yale. It's Tom Beckett joining us. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking me to join you this evening.
Well, thank you for joining us. Tom, the first question for you is, when I'm looking at kind of your resume, and can you take us back to 1994? You know, you're the associate AD at Stanford, which everybody knows is one of the best universities in the country. They offer scholarships. When you were presented with the Yale job, what drew you away from Stanford and enticed you to take it?
Great question. And I would say to you that the university's reputation as arguably one of the finest institutions of higher learning anywhere in the world, everybody's aware of that. And I wanted the opportunity to be a director to see if I could do the job. I'm passionate about young people who love the challenge of the classroom, and also seek high achievement athletically. And so that combination was certainly available at Yale, and I wanted to see if, given this opportunity by then President Levin, if I could manage that responsibility and do what I had dreamed about doing for a long time during my adult life.
Tom, when you think back to your first days coming to New Haven, what were some of the challenges that you faced, and what were some of the initiatives that you wanted to implement early on? Take us back to those early years, if you could, in your initial start as the athletic director.
I would say to you that one of the biggest challenges at that time was to just get everybody working together to achieve common goals, to work as hard as we could to create a program that would attract the best and brightest young people. We needed to work on improving facilities. We needed to get people at the university to believe in us, believe in the idea that this was a worthy endeavor to try and create a climate, a culture here at Yale that would allow for those young people who wanted to find the greatest education anywhere they could in the world, and also have an opportunity to be competitive at the Division I level, to engage in these dual challenges and be as good as they could possibly be. So it was a wonderful opportunity. Lots of challenges, certainly. There always will be challenges, but I've loved every minute of this, and it's the best job I've ever had.
Flipping things to basketball, obviously we're a basketball podcast. I'm curious, Tom, what would you say is the biggest difference in the landscape of Ivy League basketball from 24 years ago to today? And we'll talk about the Ivy tournament. Aside from that, what would you just say is the biggest difference?
I would say, Jill, right now, that anybody who follows the Ivy League men's and women's basketball programs, when they see a score, my bet is that they would never be shocked at what the final outcome is. And it doesn't matter who's playing, who, where they're playing, it's so competitive. This league has developed into an outstanding collegiate basketball league, both on the men's and women's side. And it's one of the most exciting days of the week to come and watch our men play, our women play, and I don't care who's the home team, where you've traveled from, what the advantage looks like in any given night. I think when you play your best, you have a real good chance of winning the game. And I think that's a spectacular achievement. And I think over the 24 years that I have watched the Ivy League compete in this sport, that to me is a very proud achievement on all eight campuses in our league.
Tom, when you look at the Ivy League in the past 5 years, I mean, the league has changed so much. And even with the past going into the second season for the Ivy League basketball tournament, which Jill and I are a huge fan of, and I know you are a big supporter of, and I've just been showing folks who aren't a believer in it, just look at these past few weekends we've had where teams are having chances to play for a postseason spot this late into the season that a lot of programs haven't had in a long time. And I've just been really impressed with how the tournament has really rejuvenated Ivy League men's and women's basketball, just as far as keeping programs in it down the stretch. Did you think your thoughts from last year's tournament? Do you think there needs to be improvement? Your take on that.
Well, a couple of things. I completely agree with your observation about everybody being on an equal playing field, if you will, in terms of the competitiveness of the league. And coming down to the final two weekends of the regular season with many of our teams, I guess there were seven of the eight teams who were battling for a spot in the Ivy tournament. And we still have an open spot on the men's side. We're approaching our last weekend. So I just think that's spectacular. As it relates to last year's tournament, on the men's side, I thought that the doubleheader on Saturday with Penn versus Princeton and Harvard versus Yale, that particular afternoon was some of the most exciting college basketball I had seen all last year. And it was in our league and played at the Palestra with a tremendous crowd. I thought all of our teams going into that day, I'm talking the men and the women, the four teams that were competing that day, it was tremendous. It was just really, really exciting. So I'm hopeful that we can continue with that caliber of competition and have the athletes, both on the men's and women's side, continue to perform at that high of a level. It's going to continue to be a wonderful tournament for people to put on their calendar. And, Mark, I've got to get to the Ivy League basketball postseason tournament. It's going to be a great day of basketball.
And that's something that both your teams able to kind of punch their ticket to the Palestra. And I'm curious, I mean, Coach Jones, it's the 18th straight top four finish for his program.
Isn't that spectacular?
I mean, it's unbelievable. But looking at the women's side, you know, Coach Goot's only in her third season. She was able to punch a ticket to the Palestra. Are you surprised at how early, you know, she's moved this program forward? Or are you, you know, did you expect them to finish in that top four?
Well, I don't know that I would be able to tell you that I expected that. We are very proud of Allison and her staff and her team. We knew that when we hired her and gave her the leadership position of the program that we had someone who was a tremendous communicator, someone who did a great job with her students, who motivated and communicated in a way that just gave every member of that team an understanding of the role they had. She kept everybody working hard. And she's such an enthusiastic, positive person that seen success, I would tell you that we're really proud. I don't know that we expected it to be this strong this early, but we're very excited that it's here.
I mean, we were watching here in Hanover when they were down versus Columbia at home by 15, and boy, did their seniors just take over and clinch it for them.
That was one of the most exciting games I have seen in the John Lee Amphitheater during my time at Yale. You're right, Joe. We were down by 14 or 15 points midway through the third, and the team just kept battling, playing tremendous defense, rebounding, doing everything that you would hope they would do, and the crowd got into it. It was a tremendous game to watch, and I was really impressed with the Columbia team. My, oh, my. They are extraordinary, and it was a wonderful evening for people who love to watch college basketball. You get a chance to come and see an Ivy League team, and we'd love to have you come and see the team at Yale. That was a very special night.
Well, I have just a last question for you here. You know, you're retiring in June, so what are the retirement plans?
Okay, so I don't know, Joe. I'm looking for suggestions.
And that's okay.
I absolutely have loved every minute of my time. This is my 47th year on a college campus involved in college athletics. It's the best job I could have ever hoped for, working with the extraordinary professionals and inspiring young people. I don't think I could ever find anything that would have been better to spend my adult life trying to make a difference and help young people. So I'm going to take a little bit of time and just sort some things out and then make a decision about the next chapter that I want to get involved with. I want it to be something that is meaningful, and I want it to be something that will make a difference.
Tom, my final question before we let you go, we greatly appreciate your time again for being on with us here. When you look at the future of college athletics, the Ivy League, what would be some of the things you would, you'll leave with your colleagues or want to mention to the Ivy fans out there? What do you think are some of the, we talked about the challenges you faced when you first got to Yale. What are the challenges that college athletics are going to face here, particularly college basketball, as we move forward in the next 5 to 10 years that future ADs in the Ivies are going to have to deal with?
Well, that's a tremendous question, and I think that what we're looking at today with the challenges that young people and coaches who are some of the best individuals you could ever find influencing young people, the challenges of just trying to keep everybody focused on what it is that college athletics is all about, focusing on the development of young people, learning leadership skills, whether it's in the classroom, on the fields or courts of competition, just being educators and focusing on developing future leaders. Athletics and academics, when they're combined in an environment where you're looking to make improvements, to grow as an individual, to learn to make good decisions, learn leadership skills. If we could just keep our focus on those aspects of what college athletics is all about, I think that we'll continue to make a difference in the lives of the young people who believe in what it is that our schools and our programs and our coaches are endeavoring to do. We're very proud of all of those achievements. We're very proud of what the programs have done in the way of developing young people. And we want to continue to learn from what we do well and improve on the things that need to be improved upon. There are challenges, there's no question about it, but it's an incredible opportunity. And working with young people, there's no better way to engage and do what you love to do, whether it's teaching the game, whether it's being a part of helping those young people grow and develop. These are some of the finest young people in our country, and it's a privilege to be associated with them.
Tom Beckett calling it a career here in June, and an unbelievable job during his tenure down in New Haven. And Tom, best of luck in retirement in your next phase of life, and come on up I-91 to Hanover. We'll hang out with you for an afternoon or so. How's that sound?
That's a wonderful town. I love it. Every time I visit there, I'm going to take you up on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Enjoyed this very much, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.